Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and we are so happy to have Mike Hoffman breaking Murphy's Law again today, 2 to 3, every first Monday and Tuesday, 2 to 3. Mike, how are you?
I'm great.
You are great.
Oh, well, thank you. All right.
That was a great show yesterday with DeVal.
It sure was.
Good people.
They are. Well, they are.
I should get their card out, give their number out. I'm so happy to have them.
Well, and they're great to work with. I just really
enjoy you personally know, right? They're your HR people.
Yes, they are.
Wow, yeah. Terry Wilkie, Devin Wilkie, although you call them Kevin and Devin or something.
Then I switched to Terry and Carrie.
Yeah, that's right. And then Terry, Carrie, and then John Carrie.
Yeah.
And then Mitt Romney. Oh, no, this isn't a political show. But DeVoe Human Resources, I just think they're really good people. I'm going to give their number out just to give their number out. They don't even know I'm doing this.
Oh, no. Okay.
But 602-314-4417. Great payroll, employee benefits. They help in many different areas. They're like consultants in human resources. So many mid-sized companies need that.
Right, right. And the nice thing is they see a lot of other companies. They see a lot of companies, all their customers, and they can help kind of spread best practices and good ideas.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are 1,000 employees, so that, you know, it's small but not small at the same time.
Right.
They're not like some of the big boys, but that small feel is always good. You know, you can call them up, they're there. They get the, you know, sort of touchy feeling I don't know. I think that's they're the perfect size for the mid-sized company.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree.
Very cool. Now, I don't think you've seen me smile this much in years. We're looking on my Facebook page, Breakthrough Sports. Check that out, Breakthrough Sports. And on Facebook, I got a picture with, how would you describe it? The Sidewinders of the Arizona Rattlers.
Boy, those girls are so lucky to be in there with you. Wow. Now, where did they take that picture at?
It was right there at US Airways just before the National Conference Final, in which the Arizona Rattlers beat the Utah Blaze. In the last seconds, they scored with 9 seconds left to take a 6-point lead.
Whoa.
Boy, it was exciting.
That was a nail-biter, huh?
That was a total nail-biter, and they play against the Philadelphia Soul in New Orleans for the Arena Bowl 25. It's like the Super Bowl for arena football. This is this Friday, and I'm not sure of the time. I'm going to have to check that out, but I know I'm pretty sure it's on the NFL Network, and people should really get out there and support their Rattlers, and it's going to be a great game.
Oh, wow. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be really good stuff. So there I am with the Sidewinders. They're all smiling, too, so I must have done something right.
Yeah, hey.
So I don't know what that was. But anyway, it was a great game. Hey, Mike, you want a picture with them, too?
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to arrange that, and maybe a couple pictures. So that way you can choose which picture you want to put on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I do, yeah.
There you go, see?
Yeah. You have a Facebook, Dave?
Yeah, it's this one.
Oh, wow, so we should become friends on Facebook.
Oh, we're not friends on Facebook?
I don't know.
Let me check it out as we're online. Yeah, this is Breakthrough Sports. We also have Breakthrough Thinking Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And I have a personal Facebook page. I guess you just go to my name, David Isaac.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not that well-versed in Facebook, but let's check it out. See, I'm on the home page. There's my picture. And, there's people on my page.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who they are. And then, see, there's a Breakthrough Sports page and a Breakthrough Thinking page. Let's go to Breakthrough Thinking, since it's Breakthrough Thinking today.
Yeah.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So go on Facebook and click Breakthrough Sports and like it.
Okay.
You know, the little like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always sort of cool. And Breakthrough Thinking, do the little like. And go to Mike's. What is yours called?
I'm Breaking Murphy's Law. I'm Mike Hoffman. That's
on
my
Facebook? Do you have a page, though?
For my company?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no?
Well, kind of. It's kind of been, we started one about 3 years ago, but it hasn't been maintained.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know if I should say that on air or not, but that's the truth.
Tommy, beep that out. Oh, too late. No, that's okay. That's okay. If I think it might be time.
Yeah.
To, you know, to have a page.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a social media, right?
Yeah, it is social media. Do you have a Twitter account?
No.
That's sort of fun, too.
Yeah? Do you follow people? You have a Twitter?
I've been doing more and more of that the last month, and now I got a bunch of followers, and, you know, we tweet out, I think you call it tweet out, important breaking news.
Okay.
And being in the media, we have important breaking news.
Okay, whoa.
So I think you might want to explore that opportunity.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Twitter.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's only 140 characters, so you got to keep it short.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you can reference it to like a website and have an article people can read, that type of stuff.
Okay.
Sort of cool. And it's interesting we're talking about this because today's topic on Breaking Murphy's Law is the concept of strategic planning, strategic integration, and other concepts. I know, Mike, that you just learned, I mean, you've been learning it for a long time, but there's something new that you just discovered when you were right near Disneyland a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you go to Disneyland?
I did not go to Disneyland.
Did you go to ESPN Zone?
No.
That's a cool place.
Oh,
they have good ribs there.
Where is that at?
It's right on the main street. It's outside Disneyland, but you know the Disney shopping area?
Okay.
You don't have to go in Disneyland for
Is it near Bubba Gump?
What, Bubble Gump?
Bubba Gump.
I don't even, Bubba Gump, what's Bubba Gump?
That's a restaurant, seafood restaurant. It's, remember the Forrest
Gump?
Forrest
Gump.
Yeah.
He owns it?
Something like that, yeah.
It's by Rain Tree. What's that called? Rain Tom. How do you say that? Rain Tree Cafe? No.
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, that one. Oh, what's it called? Rainforest Cafe.
Maybe.
Yeah, is that what it is, Tommy? Hey, you're on. Where's Gary Sievers when we need him? He knows all that stuff. Way back to 1909.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's by Rainforest Cafe, and ESPN Zone's just a little bit further, about quarter of a block further down, and a great place. Do you like sports?
Yeah.
It's good action. How you like the Rainforest Cafe better?
I've never been to that one.
Oh, really?
No, I don't
think
so.
But the one out here you have?
No.
Oh. It's like, I don't know what it does. It's like these fake animals come out, and it's supposed to scare people. It never scared me.
Okay.
But I never went back. No, it's not too bad. I had nightmares for years. But I did go back. It's sort of cool.
Right.
Unique. Anyway, strategic planning, something that everyone should learn. And we have some great tools and techniques today for businesses. You can apply it to personal life, too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things you can. Because if you have no direction, guess what?
What? You don't go. You go where you're headed, huh?
Yeah, you'll just go where the wind blows.
Right.
And if the wind doesn't blow, guess what? You don't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you know, being a CPA and a consultant, many people say they have a strategic plan, but it's either a real weak or limited version of a strategic plan.
Right.
But you set it off there. You said, really, the real problem, you can learn strategic planning, but what's the real problem?
The execution part.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? People don't execute the plan.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, they in the business schools, what do they teach? They teach strategic planning. And, you know, I have an MBA, and, you know, we learned strategic planning. Really, we learned a marketing plan, which is pretty much the same thing as a strategic plan. And we did learn strategic planning, and that's great. But they don't really teach you about the execution part. And that's the part that gets that is really separates the winners from the losers.
You know, there's no question about it. That would be like going on a football field.
Uh-huh.
You know, setting up for a play and not running it. I mean, how silly would that be? It's like, we'll just do whatever you want. Or worse, you know, you set up for a play and you just say, well, we're just going to do whatever we want. So you won't know where your receivers are going. You don't know. The offensive linemen really don't know which way to block. And everyone does what they want without a common cause.
Right, yeah.
That would be just nutty. But businesses do that. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's this? Well, you know, I don't know for sure, but, you know, it's a lot of people, I mean, a lot of companies, a lot of CEOs, you know, a lot of business owners fall into the trap that, you know, I've got a great plan, and then let's just throw it out there and just kind of trust that things are going to happen. But, you know, you really need the execution is the tough part.
There's no question about it, and it would go so far, don't you think, with businesses?
Well, you know, well, one thing they were talking about at the convention at the beginning of this talk on the four disciplines of execution, they started out talking about, you know, we don't really learn execution in business schools. It's just something you are natural at or not. But the other thing is, just as I've talked on my other shows, if you want different results, you have to know what you want, and then you need to modify your behaviors to get those results. And that's a big thing, because especially if you're the leader of an organization or a group of people of any type, you got to change people's behaviors. And what's harder, I mean, it's kind of hard to change your own behavior, isn't it, when you want to?
and how do you change someone else's if you can't change your own?
So you got to change the whole organization's behavior in order to accomplish a strategic plan.
So it's like, do what I say, not what I do.
Right.
Is what most people do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to lead by example. The great leaders know how to do that.
Right. They got to lead by example and be in touch with what's going on the ground and just all those kind of things.
That's a really, you hit it right on the head. I like that. Yeah, modify behaviors, and the leaders have to know how to do that
right.
for themselves as well as culturally and then to each key individual and then further down than that.
Well, you know, people don't want to... You don't want to micromanage, but in the kind of way you got to. And I'm not maybe pure micromanagement, but I think there's something to be said for the idea of management by walking around. There's something to be said to have open lines of communication all the way from the top down to the bottom.
Yeah.
The leadership has to be in touch with what's going on in all levels of the organization, one way or another. They can't just trust that whatever their vision is just going to percolate right down, because I mean, it's like anything else. It's that game. What's that game where you have 10 people lined up and the first person says something to a person next to them, and by the 10th person, the message is totally changed.
Oh, spin the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, that's not the one. No,
you're thinking
Tommy,
about
is
those.
Is that the one? Oh, it's not? Okay.
Yeah, you were doing that with the Sidewinder.
Oh,
cups.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wonder what I was doing with that bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not that.
No.
But you're right. I've heard that. And then by the time it gets through 10 people, the story's changed.
Right. So if I'm the leader and I have to go, you know, spread through a lot of different people, one, you know, it's just the message is going to change and mutate. And two, you're dealing with people's behaviors that are kind of hard to deal with anyway. So a lot of times you will have someone who's the head of a department or an organization, and they're really relying on their direct reports to feed them whatever knowledge they need about how things are going. And then you can get, then you can fall victim to their happy talk if that's what they're giving you. And if they're doing the same with, but probably if they're doing that with the leader, then their subordinates are doing that with them. And just everyone is really believing everyone else's, you know, stories, and not really no one's really looking at the facts and what really is going on.
Then it turns into gossip because people have nothing better to do.
Right.
They want some excitement in their life, so they create drama.
Right.
And then everyone has a different interpretation based on their beliefs and their cumulative experiences.
Right.
So being objective is very important, and one way is to have a measurement system.
Right.
And that would be great to implement a measurement system so everyone's on the same page.
Right.
And really determine what does it mean? What does it mean to, you know, what criteria do we need to look through to accomplish our goals? Very important.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not easy to come up with those things, is it?
No, it's not. But it's absolutely necessary, especially in today's economy. Because the more sophisticated people and businesses will do well under any circumstances. It's skill sets, it's the mindset, the beliefs that you can do that. But you know, upgrading your skill sets is very important.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we always need to be looking at new and better ways, huh?
New and better ways, and not just externally a new system. You know, new computers, you know, the iPad, and I see you got a good one there.
Yeah, I really like it.
I'm jealous. You got even a little keypad there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the mindset. There's two elements, really, in Well, what I call strategic integration, and we've talked about this for a while, Mike, you and I have, there's classic strategic planning, and that's fine, except strategic integration. In fact, I'll give you the website to look at that. It's actually my training company website, acceleratedmastery.com.
Mm-hmm.
Accelerated with an A, acceleratedmastery.com, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-E-D, mastery. So accelerated, that means fast. From all accounts that I've seen.
Okay.
AcceleratedMastery.com. Check that out under strategic integration. It might be just the tool that you need to improve your business. But it's really goes beyond the classic strategic planning where you know, you have your vision, your mission, key success factors, objectives, and goals, and, of course, an action plan. That's the basic premise of strategic planning, really set a direction and a timetable. But integration, part of it is the mindset.
Right.
Because it sort of flushes out the limited beliefs before you do the strategic planning. Because why do a strategic plan under your current set of limiting beliefs? Yeah. It will be a limited plan.
Oh, okay. That's right. Huh.
It's pretty cool. So what you do is flush out. It's like a virus scan for your mind. You know, we have virus scans for computers. Why not for one's mind? And really start to get to transform those limiting beliefs where you don't think you can do something or you can only go so high to really transform them to unlimited thinking, to unlimited possibilities and incredible opportunities, and now build your strategic plan. That is powerful.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, I want to do this. Oh, I created it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking. But I really believe that. So it's really the internal processes, too. New and better is also the new and better you.
Yeah, that's right. Huh?
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it should be fun. I think it's important for fun, to have fun.
Yeah, that's. I remember the commercial, we serve fun at Shakey's, also pizza. Remember that? Wait, are they still around, Shakey's? Oh, they are? Where are they? I'm getting hungry. I haven't seen one in Tommy. Where is it? He's trying to talk.
Yeah, not here in Phoenix, but they're around. Maybe I saw them up in Flagstaff or something.
Really? Should I go today?
Why not?
But yeah, but we're not sure they're there, though.
Pick me up some while you're there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I went to Peter Piper the other day.
Okay. Well,
no, I did. My grandson's two-year-old birthday.
Well, that's typically the kind of crowd you go with.
Yeah. He wanted to go to NYPD. I wanted to go to Peter Piper. He liked it. It was a lot of fun. Yes.
Okay,
very cute. So anyway, back to strategic planning and strategic integration. And you learned some great stuff. You want to go over some of, you did mention the four disciplines of execution.
Yes.
Do you have that with you?
I've got the four disciplines, yeah.
I think that'd be really cool to talk about. Because as you say, execution, you know, if you don't execute a plan, don't even plan.
Right.
Don't waste your time, right?
That's true. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So four disciplines of execution.
Yes.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, talking about four disciplines of execution is the star of Breaking Murphy's Law, and this will break Murphy's Law, is Mike Hoffman. Okay, what do we got?
Okay.
Or should we take a – why don't we take a quick break first, and then we'll get right into the four disciplines of execution. This is really important if you're a business. Even if you're not a business, I bet it can apply.
Yeah.
Because behavior – it's sort of a behavioral deal, I'm going to guess.
I think it's all the same stuff.
Yes, it is, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman. I see Tommy has his headset on. He wants to say something.
Okay, I did my homework. During the break, I knew I had seen Shakey's someplace, Shakey's Pizza, as you were asking about. They're not here in Arizona. I was over in your territory not too long ago.
California?
Yes, Riverside, Rancho Cucamonga, places like that. They're still there.
They're still there. Shakey's, you remember that, Mike?
I remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was 8 years old, we'd go to Shakey's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
been around.
Yeah.
And then
I think they had them in Detroit, too.
Really?
We moved to Detroit when I was 9 years old.
Wow, but so, I think they used to have a couple out here. But
yeah, they must have.
Huh. I don't know. They shook out of here.
It was on Central Avenue.
Yeah. yeah. What'd they do, shake out of here?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well, thank you. See, our own Tommy. Round of applause for Tommy.
Yay.
Here he goes. A round of applause. Well done. Well done, Mr. Tommy. Okay, so as promised, we're going to talk about the four disciplines of execution as part of the strategic planning process. And anything you can get out of this will help your business. There's no question. So everyone take note as Mike Hoffman, the star of Breaking Murphy's Law, because anything that can go wrong will go wrong unless you listen to Breaking Murphy's Law. We're about to break that habit and come up with some great strategies and disciplines to help businesses improve the bottom line.
Right. Yeah, we want to break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you.
That's right. We should. Yeah, we didn't really quite describe what the show's about, right?
Yeah.
Well, you want to do a minute or two on that?
Well, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Well, if I can?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, let's see. Well, Murphy's Law, we want to help people achieve their own potential in life. And we want you to enjoy the journey.
Yes.
So anyway, let's help. And things go wrong. No matter what, you're going to have good luck and bad luck. Good things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. So we want to help you be prepared for the worst and help ideally help you prevent seeing the worst, but you know, bottom line, help you to break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you.
Yes.
And take Murphy out of the equation for you.
I like it. And this show is all about helping others go onward and upward, improve the quality of one's life.
Yes.
I like it. So the four disciplines of execution.
Okay, so there's four disciplines. And I'll kind of start and tell you, read them out for you. One is, the number one is focus on wildly important. So focus on the wildly important.
Wildly important goals,
which are called WIGs. Wildly important goals are WIGs. And then the next is to act on the lead measure. So the WIG is, let's say you have a goal of, I want to double my profitability in a year. Or I have a goal of, I want to improve my productivity 20% in the next year. So again, these goals should be written, I want to go from here to there. So I guess it should be, I want to improve my productivity from 10% to 20% by the end of this year.
Or increase your sales volume by 15% or whatever.
15%, yeah. In the next year.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that would be your goal. So now that is a lag measure. It's easy to measure typically. Well, we all have QuickBooks or some kind of accounting system that gives you those numbers, but those numbers are a result of doing other things. And those other things are the lead measures. So you need to act on lead measures to get what you want from a lag measure.
And to explain that maybe further, is a lag measure, these are these wildly important goals called WIGs, and that means they lag behind the steps it takes to create the WIG.
Right.
From an NLP standpoint. NLP has goals, and they have outcomes.
Uh-huh.
And this is very similar, where a goal would be the WIG.
Right.
But the steps to get the goal would be the lead measures.
Right. Yeah.
It's just do the steps and you'll get the goal.
Right. Yeah.
You got to know what steps. So.
Yes. And that's not always easy.
No.
And those tend to be harder to measure. First, you've got to identify what are the things that are going to move the measure. And then you've got to find a way, you've got to get people to, the players on the team to buy into it.
Yeah.
And then they have to play the game, and they have to keep track of the score themselves. I mean, it's like, you know, think about, you know, when you're a kid and you'd play baseball or football. I mean, didn't you play a little different when you were keeping score than that? And we used to play baseball and football and hockey and whatever outside, and we always knew our scores. We didn't have a scoreboard, but everyone knew the score. And the people play different if it's to win, even if there's no money at stake or anything.
Well, I think it's a lot more motivating if you know where you're at. You know, if you're in the bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded, and you're not playing, you know, you're not keeping score, you're not sure, you know, well, you get a hit, you don't get a hit.
Uh-huh.
But if you know you're down by one run, bottom of the ninth, two outs, or let's say even no outs, your strategy, it will impact your strategy.
Yes.
With one out or zero outs, you may just want, hey, it doesn't matter if I get a hit. I just either want to walk or I want to hit to the opposite field, a sacrifice fly, something like that. So your strategies can actually change when you know what the score is.
Right, yeah.
It can change strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects motivation, I believe, too.
Yeah. So one of the but it's very difficult sometimes to come up with what the right lead measures are for your lag measure. And in the book, they were talking about a factory, and I think they made something like bottled water. And they said they had a goal of improving their output or improving something. I think their output from 85% to 95% by the end of the year. And they said we need. Our goal is to improve our yearly output, so our lead measure will be monthly output. And it's like, well, no. the consultants, the guys that wrote the book, were working with them. They said, well, no, that's not – improving monthly output's pretty much the same as improving yearly output.
Yeah.
And we got to work on something else. And then they said, we know. We'll improve our daily output. Well, no. You got to think, what's really going to impact it? And then finally a supervisor stood up and said, I know what it is. We need to improve. It was something along the line as we need to make sure we have our equipment uptime at a certain level, which means do our maintenance on the machines, keep that up to date.
Right.
And then we need to have full staffing all the time.
Yeah.
And so those were things they could easily track
and measure
on a daily basis. So you got to make sure that you're really working on those buttons that you need to turn that are going to get the car moving the way you want.
Totally makes sense. And that's the key part is that you got to identify what are these measures or standards or criteria that you use that will be the key factors in getting these wildly important goals. See, I think you see it probably the same way as I do. A lot of people just focus on the goals and they stop.
Right.
And they don't know really, well, how do I get to that goal? They just think, well, if I think about the goal or if I randomly do a few things that we think will lead to the goal, that's enough, but it isn't.
Right. No, it's not. Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I found as a manager working in the semiconductor industry, I could stay very busy in my office. I could work all kinds of hours in there, and I could ask people all kinds of questions. But when I got my best results was when I went out into the factory and I started talking to people.
Yeah.
And, I remember one time we had a bottleneck piece of equipment and we had a ton of inventory in there. And I just put a little chart in there and I had the people in that area plot every time they ran product through there. And I had a goal line, and they did that, and things turned around very quickly and got the people motivated. Another time, we had a different area of the plant, and I went into there, and I was frustrated. We had tons of inventory in there, and I told everyone, well, you just need to move 100 lots a shift. That's all you need to do. And then I went in there the next day, and I see one of the operators at the final station. She was counting how many lots were going out. I said, oh, why are you doing that? So, well, you told us you needed 100, so I'm trying to get 100. And so then I went to each individual station in there. We had about 10 different stations that things went through. And I told them, can you do 10 a day? Oh, yeah, very easy. So can you do 8 here? Yeah. And so doing that, it just improved our productivity. You gave people a game and a way of keeping score.
And that really helps.
Right, yeah. So I think the best way, though, is you get people engaged in coming up with what are the right things to keep track of.
Yeah.
And then they have to keep track of that themselves. And so then that leads to the third discipline is keep a compelling scoreboard. So you want a scoreboard that the people who are doing the work own and that they have there and that they keep score themselves. And it should be kind of, it's got to be meaningful measures, but it needs to be simple too. Easily read and easily, just like at a football game or a baseball game. There's a few things on there, but you need to know if you're winning or losing.
There's no doubt. I just can't imagine going to an athletic game and there's no nothing. There's no scoreboard. There's no time.
Yeah.
Well, in baseball, I guess that's different. But football or basketball or hockey, I mean, that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to have a time. And that helps motivate, too. I mean, setting time frames to get things done as well.
Well, and that's like, what would Vince Lombardi do? He's famous for the saying, someone asked him about, how do you feel when you lose a game? And he says, I've never lost a game. I've only run out of time.
Yeah, there we go. He also said, winning isn't everything.
Yeah, he said it's the only thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what our president of ServiceMaster was saying at the end. He said, people that say that, that's okay for them, but winning is good. We want to win. Those are people that aren't winners that say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you have to... I'm just going to take a shot at this one, but it doesn't mean winning at all costs. It doesn't mean you have to...
Or winning at other people's expenses.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't mean that. You can win, and part of winning criteria could be helping your competition, too.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah,
there's more than enough. See, if you have the belief, and this is where the mindset comes in, if you have the belief that it's not a limited... supply of possibilities, but it's unlimited. If there's more than enough for everyone, then you can really hope for the best for your competition.
So now that's the law of abundance.
Yeah,
that's what you said. Right?
Yeah, it would be.
Well, I heard a funny one. Oh, well, interesting one today when I was listening to the new cycle cybernetics.
Yes,
and so anyway, the guy was talking about, you know, there's a lot of unhappy people around.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they can drag you down. And they're talking about one lady, she was working in a department, and there are two other ladies, and they're always gloomy and stuff. And the lady says, well, it's kind of hard to be cheerful and stuff, you know, around them. But the thing is, it's not like there's a limited supply of happiness. So if I'm always happy, I'm taking it away from someone else.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about that.
That's a good way to look at it.
So it's like that. It's like that with a lot of things.
Absolutely. I like that a lot. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion and go to the fourth discipline. We went through three. And we may have a little bit more on number three, but we'll go to the fourth discipline of execution. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman from Service Masters by Disaster Professionals. This is very cool, and we'll be right back. And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins, you have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing Service Master Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know Service Master Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, heard every first Monday and Tuesday, 2 to 3, starring Mike Hoffman, Service Master by Disaster Professionals. And Mike, we're talking about the four disciplines of execution. People need to execute their game plan.
That is right. A winning game plan.
No doubt about it. The first one we talked about was focus on wildly important goals. That's called WIGS.
Yep, WIGS.
And that's a lag measure, as we call it. A lead measure we talked about, and what's that?
That is the things that are linked to the WIGS that will help you achieve your lag measure or your wildly important goal.
Sort of the steps that can get you to the WIG. And,
yep.
And number three, you talked about keep a compelling scoreboard.
Yes.
And why don't we elaborate a little bit more on that before we go to the fourth discipline?
Well, you know, the whole idea is people will work for you if they think they are winning. So you have that scoreboard so they can keep score. They know where they are in the game. So and it keeps people engaged.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
So then the fourth is to create a cadence of accountability.
Ooh, a cadence of accountability. Describe what that is.
So now basically what we're talking about is have regular WIG meetings, they call them, or a weekly WIG meeting. And so there with the cadence, you want to keep a rhythm going.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
March to the beat or whatever. So have a cadence or a culture of accountability in your organization. So, you know, by having the weekly meeting and going through the WIGs or your commitments from the previous week, it helps keep things going. It keeps them on track. If you're doing what you need to do, it gets them on track. If you're not, because when you are out there in any organization or any business, you want to do things that will improve your business, but there's something that stands in the way of that that's really taking at least 80% of your time.
Yeah.
And that's what they call the whirlwind. And
the whirlwind.
The whirlwind is what can keep you busy without doing anything to improve anything.
And then it's not just the whirlwind, it's probably the hurricane.
Yeah, it kind of depends
where
you are. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some companies just have such chaos, it's a hurricane strength.
Yeah. So we don't want that, you know, and that just drives me nuts to be going around like that. You don't want to hold yourself hostage to the whirlwind, or to the hurricane, or you know other people's lack of planning and stuff. what's that called? But anyway,
it's called the weak. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. So, but the whirlwind's a fact of life, and therefore you need to be very clear that you should only be working on one thing at a time, especially when it comes to a WIG. An individual should be only working on one WIG at a time. And so when you have your weekly WIG meeting, the players need to report on their last week's commitments. Did they get that accomplished or not? Because a lot of times people are going to get caught up in the whirlwind and those things are important. They're urgent. And so they use that as justification of not working on that one thing. But you can't let that happen. Then the other is you review and update the scoreboard, and then you make commitments for the next week. And this can be a 20-minute meeting. It shouldn't take very long. But it needs to be done, and that just kind of keeps everyone engaged in the game.
That's so important. So if people just follow this, there's only four of them. That could go a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the cadence of accountability because in athletics, you know, various coaches talk about, you know, there was no rhythm to this game. It was erratic. Right. We're chasing the game. And coaches don't like to get in that position.
Right.
They want to have this consistent rhythm that marches forward, that creates well-executed plays. And another word is in sync or in the zone. You know, you've heard that with athletics before.
Right.
And in business, you could be, you know, your goal could be in sync or in the zone where everything just seems to flow. I like to call it, a lot of people do, call it the flow state. Mm-hmm. And maybe that could be a sub-goal or, you know, one of your goals not a WIG goal, but a goal, a personal goal. As a leader could have it as a cultural goal. Can we create a flow, some type of flow, in sync, in the zone for the whole culture?
Wow.
That'd be sort of cool.
So how do you do that? Wow.
Well, this is I'm glad you asked that question. This is a great question because right after our break, stay tuned because I'm going to give the answer to how to be in the flow state, in sync, in the zone for business so everyone could be on the same page. That will go a long, long way. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Kaufman, and we'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys, and more.
At Birum Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the first Tuesday, and of course the first Monday, 2 to 3, it is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Kaufman. We've been talking about strategic planning for businesses and specifically four disciplines of execution. We went over a focus on wildly important goals called WIGs. Develop lead measures to make sure the steps are in place, the criteria, the standards that lead to these wildly important goals. Keep a compelling scorecard. You know, you can't improve what you don't measure is the bottom line there. And cadence of accountability. Have weekly WIG meetings, a culture of accountability, and that's always very important. And, Mike, you asked me a question. What was that question?
How do you develop
a culture
of accountability or winning, or I forget.
Yeah,
wow,
Tommy,
what happened to me?
Yeah, what was that? Replay that.
You can replay that. Okay.
The cadence?
The cadence.
No, it wasn't
rhythm?
The cadence. Go back to your room. Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, we were talking about, I believe, how do we develop really the mindset of and developing a culture that really flourishes of flexibility and creativity and innovation.
Right.
And working above your self-imposed limitations. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. I've added many pieces.
Okay.
I'm going to have to replay this to see if that was the question.
Working above your self-imposed limitations.
That's really the bottom line, though, if you really think about it. Because if you do the same thing, and you've heard this before with Tony Robbins, actually Albert Einstein coined this term. Tony Robbins talked about it. Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results is a definition of insanity.
Right.
But if you perform within your self-imposed limitations, within the self-imposed limitations, meaning you don't jump outside the box, you don't jump above your self-imposed limitations, you end up doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And people say, why can't they get different results? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you're doing the same thing.
Right.
You're thinking the same way. You're believing the same way. You're behaving the same way. Old habits are really hard to break.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's really what it is. So the key is to really understand, now I know. There's my notes. Okay. The flow state we were talking about.
Okay.
But this really relates to it.
Going the
above
zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, in sync in the zone.
Yeah.
See, I knew one of us would get this.
Yeah, okay.
I looked down, I go, I wrote it down.
So this was a journey on what we're trying to remember. Okay.
Exactly. I thought if I would talk enough, I would get back to what the real question was. But it does relate beautifully, maybe my unconscious knew this, to going above your self-imposed limitations. Because to get to the flow state, you have to know how to be in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Not be distracted by past regrets or future anxieties. Kay. Think about that. Hmm. So many people are always down on themselves. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. And they regret the past. Oh, that relationship or that sale. I should have done something different. And they just blew a sale or something. And they have this calibrated loop in their mind replaying the same movie.
Right.
I should have. I could have. I didn't. Blah, 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 blah. You know, must drive most people nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Being inside people's heads. And then the anxiety of the future, will I make it? Will I survive?
Well, you know, this is making me think about something else I heard in the Psycho-Cybernetics book.
Yeah.
Is a guy was talking about how once you've made a decision to commit, stop worrying about what could go wrong or all that kind of stuff. When you're going through the decision-making process of what we're going to do, that's when you explore what could go wrong and all that. But then when you make a decision, commit. And he made the analogy of when you go to Las Vegas and if you're going to play the roulette wheel, you know, a lot of people that, you know, after the ball spinning and all that kind of stuff, that's when they start worrying about stuff. Well, it's too late then. You know, you just enjoy it. Ride it out and see what comes out. So it's the same thing when we make a commitment in life or in our business.
Well,
you make a decision, you're going to go for it, enjoy it.
There's no doubt.
At least make it worry you.
And there's a great song that talks about that.
Oh, really?
The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know when to hold them, right?
Yeah.
And you got to know when to fold them. You know, and I'll try to look for the lyrics here. But, here it is.
Know when to walk away.
Yeah.
Know when to run.
Yeah, because it says... Yeah, if you look at it has something about once you start, you know, once you made your bet, in essence.
Right.
Don't worry. You've already made the bet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're saying, and we'll try to get that lyrics before the day is up here. We only have about 5 minutes left or less. We have 6 minutes left. So anyway, so the flow state is being able to rise above your self-imposed limitations, to learn the skill of being in the present moment. The Power of Now is a great book to learn that skill, as well as some NLP techniques, to be in sync in the zone, and it means that you're distraction-free.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to focus, to concentrate, And to be able to be strictly in the present moment on the very thing you're working on.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be a nice feeling, a nice state of mind to work on your stuff, not worrying about the future or the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gee. How would that affect people's businesses?
Yeah. Well, it should help them quite a bit, huh?
It would, because so many people are distracted. They're not fully there. They're not putting their entire focus or energy on really looking at solutions or creativity.
Mm-hmm.
They're halfway there. It's like working when you're half asleep.
Right.
How does that work? Oh. Are you half asleep or are you half working is the question. What do you think it is?
Well, I don't like either one of them too well.
No. So here it is. It says you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sing that, but I could have.
Yeah, he could have, yeah.
Wow, Tom, can I play in your band? He said yes. I didn't even really sing that. But that's really a good message there, because it's really important to learn how to really minimize the worry.
Mm-hmm.
Or fear.
Right.
Or anxiety. Or even worse, depression.
Right.
Or things that really take you away from complete focus, because in today's time, you need the people that are able to completely focus, to be clear, to be in sync, to be in the zone and just flow.
Right.
With and tap into the flow of, well, I don't know what you want to call it, but there is a flow state out there where things just naturally seem to go right. If you do that, it doesn't mean you have less distractions. It means you know how to handle them better.
Right, yeah.
That's the key. You don't want to get rid of the distractions because you can't.
Right.
But you can reinterpret it and know how to handle distractions so you will remain calm in the midst of a storm.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds really key and interesting key and important.
Yeah, Tommy, what do you think? I've put him to sleep.
Okay.
Right. No, did I put you to sleep? Oh, no, not really. Okay, so in summary, because how much time we have? Only about 3 minutes. 3 minutes, I'm right on the button. Let's do a wrap-up, Mike, on breaking Murphy's Law before, before Murphy's Law break you. So if we do that...
You want me to talk more about Murphy's Law?
No, I think about how the four disciplines would really be valuable. And I bet you'd be glad to even talk to people if they called you.
I sure would.
Because you are really good at this.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, you really are. I know so many executives. You're the owner of Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Mm-hmm. Let's give out your number, but let's do it now.
Okay, let's do it. 602-431-2222. That's 602-431-2222.
And that's an easy number to remember because there's 2222.
Right.
That's four
right.
of a kind in Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, hey.
He would win on that one. He doesn't have to count his money. He knows he would win on four twos.
Yeah, okay. Wow, me too. Boy.
But I really think it would be important. I mean, I'd be glad to talk to anyone as well. You could talk to myself and Mike at the same time if you want. I'm at 602-625-3074. And, of course, anything regarding strategic planning or these four disciplines, it's good stuff. It's time to do something different.
Right. You know, and it's not always easy to do these things, but I think it's worth putting the time in to master them because we have to find ways to make life fun and make business fun. You got to feel like you're winning the game because, you know, winning's great, and we need to feel like winners.
There's no question about it. And if the leader of the organization feels like a leader, they can pass that down because it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it will really set the table, the environment, to attract other winners and maybe flush out people that it's not quite their time to be in that particular organization.
Right.
And they can go to the competition. Yay! Right?
Yeah. Oh,
too bad for the competition. But really, that's the truth, and I think that wraps up another Breaking Murphy's Law starring Mike Hoffman. Again, call Mike at 602-431-2222.
Yeah, 4312222.
That sounds like a train. Do that again.
4312222.
Okay, that's okay, like
all
a
right,
train.
Dave. Okay.
Mike, thank you.
Sure.
And next month we're going to have some really good stuff.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we're going to have some probably really interesting guests. We won't say right now. We're working on it, but it's all about self-improvement, breaking Murphy's Law. Stay tuned for The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean with a special guest, Cindy Hubiak, President and CEO of the Arizona Society of CPAs. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to